This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Girls and women make up more than half of the 36.7 million people living with HIV around the world. Getting to zero isn't just about talking about PrEP. It also requires us to address everyone living with HIV. That means listening to women and girls in our community and putting them at the centre of the response. Dina Curie spoke to Abby, who is part of the new You Equals You campaign, about what it was like being a woman living with HIV and why this campaign is breaking down barriers for everyone.
You equals you means undetectable equals untransmittable. To other women out there living with HIV, the message I want to convey is that you're not alone. We're in this together. HIV doesn't discriminate. I'm Abby. I'm a woman living with HIV.
Look, I was really keen to get involved with the You Equals You campaign just because it is such an important campaign. You know, I have the privilege of being an HIV positive person in this day and age where I do have access to treatment, which renders my virus untransmittable. So just the fact that I'm so lucky to have that and being passionate about the cause and wanting to make sure everyone knows the valuable developments that have been made in the area, because it goes such a long way to tackling the stigma that so many people living with HIV have faced for so long.
Abby has been living with HIV since 2012 and added her voice to a groundbreaking new campaign that's putting a human face on the new reality of HIV prevention. You Equals You, by the company of many and Dynamics International.
I'm so privileged that I don't have to worry about this, is that I can't pass on HIV to my partner. I'm on effective HIV treatment, which means my viral load is suppressed to an undetectable level, which means I can safely have sex with my partner without being worried about transmitting my HIV to him.
Look, one of the great things about the campaign is that there's guys involved who aren't positive and who are on PrEP, and I mean, that's a huge sort of, you know, it's a shift from the perspectives previously where it has been, you know, on the backs of people living with HIV to do the educating. So it is, look, it's a massive step in the right direction.
The reality in Australia is that women living with HIV face greater stigma than men, because our health education and our social understanding is that HIV is a disease that affects, in the majority, men who have sex with men.
Look, there is much less visibility for women living with HIV. I think the perception is that, you know, particularly in this country as well, it's a condition that affects men predominantly and men who have sex with men. But the reality of it is, internationally, there are more women living with HIV than there are men. And in this country, even though the statistics do reflect that predominant belief that there are more men living with HIV, we're still a significant community and a community that is often overlooked or forgotten.
But the You Equal You campaign really changes how we approach our sexual understanding of everyone's sexual health, levelling the playing field for all to be on equal footing, instead of the HIV-positive community, who have had to shepherd the burden and responsibility of this for years.
It really does break down those barriers, because for so long, you know, the fear has been around people living with HIV being infectious and people being scared to be intimate. And we now have this, you know, we have scientific proof that people who are on effective treatment, who have undetectable viral loads, can have sex without transmitting the virus. So it's a massive game changer. The fact that this campaign is a reality at all is just, it's amazing.
So how do we change the narrative about the virus so we can better communicate and understand, breaking down stigma and misconceptions for all, especially women who are living with HIV?
Look, I think to people who aren't living with HIV and don't have a sort of an up-to-date knowledge of what that means, the emphasis just has to be on the education. You know, the preconceived ideas and the stereotypes and the stigma that is associated with the virus are, I mean, they're wrong. They're outdated. The reality now is that people with HIV are just regular people, and people who have HIV and have access to effective treatment can live normal lives. Lifespans are just the same and can have healthy sexual relationships without any risk of actually transmitting that virus. I think it's just emphasising, you know, the facts and dispelling the myths that still really cling so tight.
Safe sex to me in 2018 is knowing your status. For me, it's being on treatment, it's regular testing and the peace of mind that you can get from that.
I think we just have to keep doing what we're doing. We have to shout it from the roof rooftops. You know, a campaign like You Equals You is a great way to start because it is, you know, it's out there for the public to see. But it is, like everything else in the history of AIDS and the history of HIV, it's just going to be people living with the virus really taking it on and sharing that message, screaming it from the rooftops.
U equals U means undetectable equals untransmittable.
We really need to change the way we not only communicate about HIV, but also our understanding of how living with HIV affects every person in our community. Lead Leatherman James Adensall is someone who's realised this and is using his title year to raise awareness of women living with HIV because he saw a need for further understanding and education.
Earlier on last year, I spent a weekend retreat with 12 amazing HIV positive people and realised during that weekend that I have never met a HIV positive woman before. Hearing the stories from these women over this weekend blew my mind in the way that everything from healthcare to seroconversion sickness, the symptoms that women get while seroconverting with HIV can be very different to one that men get. And during the lead up to the Lead Leatherman competition, it was a very clear cause that I wanted to raise awareness for and that I wanted to raise money for. I found in my own experience that peer support and having somebody there to support you through a recent HIV diagnosis is extremely important. As gay men, we are the majority shareholders on HIV in the way that we are the focus because we are the majority. And HIV positive women are not a small percentage in Australia, and yet they're not really being talked about. So this was an opportunity for me to hopefully raise some awareness and then support them doing the amazing work that they do.
So how can people support you supporting them?
Head along to Facebook, check out the Lead Leatherman page. Come along and support my fundraisers. Towards the end of the year, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser based around specifically raising awareness for women living with HIV.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Abby and James about women living with HIV. And you can find out more about the U Equals U campaign at theinstituteofmany.org.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.